Polar HKX, mobile.
Patrick, N4ZLK, mobile.
Been out on this wet, dreary day.
Not bad, I'm a little tired. Been going nonstop.
It lets up on you, at least by tomorrow.
Trailers to swap out. I'm headed down to Steepmont to get one now. And then the next two, I actually don't have to take one to replace them. So I've already replaced one of them, and the other one I'd take first thing in the morning. Take one out first thing in the morning and drop it.
That's good. At least you only got to make two trips back.
You on your way home?
I'm just north of travel address now.
Up that way.
Wet.
Because that's what it's like down here.
Where right now?
I noticed on the way home last night, temperature was about 37. I think it got a little warmer than that yesterday. Maybe not much, though. Stayed 37 all night, and it was 37 when I got up this morning. It's reading 41 now, but it still feels cold because I'm a little damp.
It's about 38, 39 here where I'm at. Like I said, I'm just north of Traveler's Rest. Up here at the Loftman gas place.
That's where they moved to. They used to have a little place in Easley. I tried to stop by there yesterday or Monday and talk to them. Been having they're the ones that provide my LP, and been having a little issue. I finally got a delivery yesterday.
Up here across from Bellevue School Road.
Years ago, well, when we first bought that house, 7 years ago, I had a delivery driver that would come on Thursdays, and he would come pretty regularly, you know, every couple months or so, and top it off. And if I needed it sooner, I could call him. I don't know if it was 2 or 3 months. I can't remember. But had a good, real good relationship with him. And then he left. Somebody else was doing it, and he was pretty good. And then they came out and put on the level. They said, this way we can watch it online, and, you know, you can check it online and see how much fuel you have, and we can look at it. And I cannot get a delivery ever since then. It actually quit working about a year ago, more than a year ago, and every time I put in for a delivery, they tell me, oh, you don't need delivery, it says it's got 75%. And I keep telling them I have to put a note on it, and I have to call every time because they canceled my delivery order saying I don't need it. So I got to call back. I think they fixed it yesterday, but it's taken more than a year to get them to fix it.
Gotta love technology. When it works, it's great, but when people don't pay attention to it and it don't work like it's supposed to, it's not so good.
Every time I put in an order online, you know, you can, on the website or on the app they have, request a delivery, and it's a little place for special notes, and I always put on there. The online gauge does not work, the monitor. It's broken, it's been broken. Please deliver. And then the next day I get a text, hey, this is Blastman, we're not going to deliver today, you don't need any. So I have to make another phone call. And I'm hoping I got that straightened out.
And that's usually because corporate office is involved instead of the local office. So at least that's been my experience.
I didn't talk to them, though. Just let them, just remind them who I am and how I like it when they deliver. But, you know, there's other places out there. I could go somewhere else, I guess, if I have to.
There's one right there in Slater, Marietta.
Probably seen it. When we bought the house, the people we bought it from, they said that's what they were using. They were set up, you know, had a guy that came by and delivered, and I just called him and said, hey, I moved in, let's just keep it, you know, it's worked out pretty good. So, well, it was working out good. We'll see how this goes now.
Well, good luck. Hopefully it works out good for you.
But did you end up having a longer day? Because it seemed like you were moving pretty good earlier.
My day ended about 2:30. About at one of our tool supply tires. They were wanting to shoot some video and pictures for a new so they were wanting it on the truck in location, strapped in and different things. So I was doing that.
They rent your truck by the hour?
I usually get nothing for it other than thanks for coming by.
It's up there in Travis Rest.
And they help me out when I need it, like when there's broken stuff that's, you know, a little out of warranty or having a hard time getting parts for it or something. They help me take care of it, so I get it back in that way.
Well, there you go. All right, I'm about to drop down near where I was earlier. I couldn't get up. We can talk this afternoon, so I'll let you go. Have a safe trip home. Be careful in this rainy, slick roads, weather, and all that. And I'll talk to you later on. KO4HX and 4ZLK.
Jane, yeah, I need to go because I'm getting close myself. But good to hear you. Be careful the rest of the evening. KO4HX, and I'll be clear.
KO4PXB.
Good evening, Lloyd. KO4HX here.
Hey, Patrick. I wasn't sure if you had already got past the signal part where you were going to get dropped in. How's your day been?
Unproductive. How about you?
Well, I've got the three opposites. I've definitely been dry and warm and very productive day. I've got like three or four computers, you know, back up and running, and it's just kind of odd that one of the ones that I got up and running today, they've been having this issue for 2 years, and nothing was ever done about it. The tech before never did anything to it.
Well, I'm glad you fixed it for them, and just goes to show some people are just there for a paycheck.
Yeah, like I said, it was simply had to take the device out, let the system update, put it back in, then run updates again, and that solved the issue. And what they're going, they haven't been able to use that system in 2 years because of that.
We're HKX. Well, like I said, I'm glad you got it up and running for them. And I'm sure they'll be happy to have it back after 2 years.
Yep, definitely so. So hopefully your tomorrow will be productive and you'll stay dry and warm.
Warm for most part of the day, but there are times that I had to get out in the rain and was out there for a little bit, but tried to limit that as much as possible. And that's the reason my day was unproductive, is because nobody wants to come out in the rain to the tool truck.
Yeah, and it's sometimes impossible to roll out the red carpet and the canopies and all that aspect.
But Lloyd, I am getting ready to pull into where I switch vehicles, so I'm going to jump out of here. You be careful on your way home, and good to hear you this afternoon. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
All right, sir. Have a great day. It's KO4PXB.